University of Missouri.
I would like to call this meeting of the Taney County Commission Monday, April 8th, 2013 to order. And I'd like to call on our county auditor, Rick Finley, to offer an opening prayer. Mr. Finley.
Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning and we just to praise you for the great God that you are. Thank you so much for the blessings you've given us, for the great sunshine over the weekend, for the rain even this past evening. We just thank you most of all for your Son that you sent it up on a cross for us and pray that you just give us guidance as we share that with others. We pray to the Lord for the ones that are in charge in this county government. We just lift them up to you and pray that you give them guidance and wisdom and help them make decisions to be pleasing to you. Pray for our state and our federal governments, dear Lord, and lift them up to you also that you just give them wisdom. We know that you are the one that knows all the answers that we need to have, and we just pray that you just help us to search those answers out, dear Lord. Pray for those that might be in harm's way, that may need your healing hand, and just lift them up to you, that you just be with them. Just again, praise you and thank you for the great God that you are, and pray that you would just give us guidance in all we do. These things we ask in your Son's name. Amen.
Amen. Commissioner Strahan, if you'd lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Commission remarks. Any commissioner have any opening remark before we begin? I would announce that the commission will not be meeting, is it next Monday?
Next Monday we'll be in.
Because of Missouri Association of Counties Legislative Conference, which will be in Jefferson City. So our next meeting will be Thursday of next week, correct?
Yes.
Agenda request review.
Good morning.
Good morning, Nikki. Nikki, I was talking with Stacy earlier, and we're going to have some sets of minutes. Could we add those to Thursday's agenda?
Yes.
Number one was a misunderstanding between me and the individual, so
okay,
I'll take care of that one.
Okay. She called the office. That's how that was generated.
Is that something they wanted to do with or through University Extension?
I guess they're already a sponsor, or I don't know. I need to get more information on it. But
okay.
Yeah, there's.
Yeah. I mean, if that's one of the programs that they sponsor through our budget with them, it might be something.
And that's, I think, yeah. It was put on there wrong, because obviously, like you said, we can't do that. So I'll talk with her and get that straightened out.
I see that there was a meeting with number two. Are we to give a formal response, or are we going to have another meeting or with this individual? That was an exec, was it?
Yes, and I wouldn't put that on there for.
Yeah, I would wait till at least a week from Thursday, or because we haven't had any conference with legal, mm-hmm, with our attorneys.
They will be here on Thursday.
This Thursday.
I think that's what we were waiting on.
Let's move this to the exec session then, because it's okay. A matter to be taken up then, if that's all right.
That's fine.
For anyone who may be here regarding the Dixieland Heights road vacation, specifically, since we had sent word to council that would be at 10, even though it's mixed in with our 9 o'clock, we won't bring it up until that time, because that's when council was notified that it would be at 10, so we'll do that then. I know we haven't got there yet, but Are we having an update with University Extension this morning?
We're supposed to, yes.
Let's pass that and come back. Monthly budget report. Mr. Finley, if you can hear me, we're ready for your report. Accounts payable.
Move to approve checks numbers 33142 through 33216. There's a voided check number 333181. Warrants 5767, 5768, 5769.
That's your motion, sir.
I said I moved to.
I second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve checks 333142 through 333216.
Yep.
Please noted that there was a voided check. This came to us from the treasurer of 333181. Warrants number 5767, 5768, and 5769. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Approval of payroll.
Motion to approve payroll.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve payroll. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Funding agreement with the City of Forsyth.
Gentlemen, I think you've had this document in front of you, but at the April 2nd, 2013, sewer board meeting, the City of Forsyth presented a request for $12,000. Dealing with the return activated sludge pump and a new, some new requirements that have been placed on them by the Department of Natural Resources for the plant, an incubator for that. It was reviewed by the sewer district and approved, given to the board. The board did approve that, and that's what they're looking for. If we have any questions, we can answer for you.
I've got a question.
Yes, sir.
And it. Is this the same agreement, and we may have to refer back. Is this the same agreement that had the pictures before the pumps and the?
No.
It's a different agreement.
Yes.
Okay.
Gentlemen, this is an agreement between the City of Forsyth, Taney County. It's been recommended by the Taney County Regional Sewer District that this be approved. It falls under that portion of the funds that come from the capital improvement sales tax. And I would enter a motion, I would entertain a motion for approval of this agreement as presented.
I'll make a motion to approve it.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the intergovernmental construction funding agreement by and between Taney County, the Regional Sewer District, and the City of Forsyth. Discussion?
Yes, I do. I do have one thing that I would like on these agreements is basically some pictures where we know what we're approving. We had that before. Worked out well for us because we could see that. I know that none of the three of us are experts in the sewer business, but at least we have something documented there to where we can see it.
The water bath is actually an incubator.
Yeah.
Motion is before us to approve the agreement with the City of Forsyth as presented. Further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries. Did you need multiple?
I don't. I just didn't know if you had that.
And I have signed it just now.
All right.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Once we get the county clerk's signature and the budget officer's signature, then I'll get that to you today, hopefully. University of Missouri Extension update. Crystal, how are you today?
Be our last week of IDA, so we're winding down on that. We're still taking appointments till the 15th, so there's still a little bit of time. The one thing I do want to mention is that we have our council last week approved to have a specialist come to our office. His name is Jim Worth. He's a human environmental science specialist. He was in the Greene County office, and because their budget is not able to really support very many specialists now. He actually lives in Taney County. He does a lot of programming here, so it just kind of made sense for us to house him. So our council discussed that. Our regional director came down, and so he'll be joining us probably the end of May sometime, beginning of June. So, and he'll just conduct programming like he has, but his home office location will be out of our office as well. And then we also talked about, which I've talked about a couple times here, we're trying to undergo a staffing plan in the Southwest region. We have room for an additional specialist in our office, and we've talked about before what we wanted that to be. And we had community development before. There was talk about a 4-H specialist. So based on the conversations that we had with our council before and some regional council discussions, we have our regional director is going to move forward with proposing to campus that we get a 4-H specialist in our office. So it's not promised at this point, but he will this week go up to campus and talk to the program director about that, and it'll, you know, move from there into how that works out, you know, regionally if the coverage is there and that sort of thing. So anyway, we're starting the discussions on being able to get somebody in there. As you probably know, we have a really great 4-H group here that's growing. They're doing a lot of things. And so a specialist to really be able to support them would be a great asset to our office and the county as a whole. So I think there's a lot of opportunities here for not only for that club, but also to try to get some of that education into the schools in various places. They teach entrepreneurship. There's a bunch of curriculum that goes along with the 4-H area of education. So I think it would be a great asset. So hopefully that will move forward. And, of course, if for some reason the program director thinks that something else, that they would be suited somewhere else, we'll have that discussion. But that's what we're going to move forward with. So we're excited.
Excellent.
Staffing does take a little bit. We have to post it and, you know, things like that. So it does take a little bit to get to go through that process, but we're at least on our way. So a couple of exciting things going on with Extension. Hopefully bring more programming here to the county as a whole, with the addition of Jim as well. So
you had mentioned before, you spoke about that, the VITA program, mm-hmm. and that you're taking individuals up until the 15th?
Up until the 15th of April, right. We'll be taking appointments.
I was surprised. I was talking to a group of people this past week. A number of individuals didn't know, you correct me if I'm wrong, that if you're over 65 years of age, you can apply to have a refund of the real estate taxes you paid if, in fact, your income is below a certain level. And that's a pretty healthy little addition to what a tax refund might be to those individuals that mm-hmm. don't know about it. And I know that's part of what you're helping people with, correct?
Yes, it's the real estate tax rebate, and then there is also a renter rebate. So if people are on disability above a certain age, they can either get their real estate portion that they paid, or if they don't own real estate but they rent, they can also get a portion of their rent back as well. So, and we've done a lot of those, both the real estate and the renter rebate.
What's the phone number that individuals should call if they wish to get a hold of you for this?
417-546-4431, and that's our county extension office phone number.
546-4431?
That's right. And we'll be taking appointments up until April 15th.
With the you mentioned last time you were here about the big tent that you were going to try to use at the fair. Have you had any successful visits with the fair board about permanent building facility for the 4-H group in the fairgrounds?
The 4-H group has established their own little committee. Club itself, there's a committee that has been formed, and they've been meeting with the fair board regularly. They've been attending all of their meetings. And I did ask them, you know, what the news was on the permanent structure, and she said that they've of course talked about it, but they just don't have the funds at this point to do that. You know, I know that there are a couple of people on our council, someone that's part of the Farm Bureau, that, you know, they're trying to locate maybe some a building that they could get, and then it wouldn't be assembled, and then they could reassemble it there. So they're working on a couple of different ideas, I think, but of course, you know, money is the issue on that. I do know that they have, they're kind of piggybacking off of somebody else who's getting a tent, so if they buy, this group's already wanted to get one tent, and if they get another one, then the additional one would be at a cheaper price, and I think that's kind of the way that the 4-H club is going right now, is that maybe they'll go in with somebody and they'll be able to get the tent for a lesser price, because it'll be at the second tent, is I think what they're doing so far. So they're really involved in the conversations with the fair board, and they're going to have achievement day, and they're also going to have livestock shows throughout the fair. They hope to have an event every day of the fair for the 4-H club
members. I think this would be a good opportunity for a cooperative effort between the city of Forsyth, the fair board, and Taney County and the extension office to make sure that the 4-H program grows and is a productive part of the fair. I think that years and years past, a long time ago, because it was when I was a young man, they had livestock displays and everything like that, and it makes the whole idea of a fair.
Yeah.
To have 4-H and people to come through, and excitement for the kids and the trophies and the ribbons and all the things that go along with that. So we'd love to help in any way that we can, as the city of Forsyth and the Fair Board and the Extension Council and this county commission would entertain some ideas.
Okay.
For a permanent facility.
Okay. I do know that the club itself, they have a flyer, which I didn't bring today, but they are trying to pass it out within the community for sponsorships and that sort of thing, so that they will have, you know, the funds to plan for the Achievement Day and the Livestock Show and things like that. So if everybody could be just looking out for those and, you know, supporting that club, that would be really great. And they're trying to hand those out to businesses as well as citizens throughout the county, so that they, you know, that they can get support for that program and all of the events at the fair.
Home Depot does a sponsorship every year. I've seen on the news where they had sponsored a facility somewhere. It would be nice to contact them, because this is it would be a unified effort by all the entities in Taney County to get that.
Okay.
So they might be someone to contact, and I think it goes through a form to get on the list.
Okay.
Danny, I'm pretty
sure. I'll look into that.
I'm pretty sure Turkey Creek already told them that they'd sponsor at the highest level. So,
good.
Just want to let you know that.
Oh, you're a good man.
Yeah.
Good deal. Thank you. I know they appreciate that.
Businesses that.
Yes. I know they appreciate that. They're doing a great job. So.
Are there some of the other activities that you have listed here that you would like to chat with us about? And did you bring copies of this so that you might share it with the media that's here?
I do have a couple of extra copies. I do. Uh-huh.
Because there's really a lot on here.
We do. We have several things coming up. With our agreement for using the computer lab, we've tried to have a class every single month. Hopefully we'll be able to continue once a month. So this month we have talked to a few people, and I think we're gonna try an Outlook class. I know we use Outlook as an organization. I believe the county uses Outlook for their email and calendar management. So on April 29th, we're going to have an Outlook class, Increasing Efficiency and Productivity, in the computer lab here at the county. Of course, the county employees will be able to come to that first-come, first-served basis at no charge. And then it's open to citizens as well. And that will be, again, April 29th, and it'll be an all-day class from 9 to 4. We had to reschedule the Raising Alfalfa dinner because of weather, so that will be coming up again on April 22nd. And then the Master Gardeners, I don't know if many people have driven by our office, but they have really done a magnificent job on both the front and backyard of our office area, and they're going to start holding a bring your own lunch, kind of a brown bag lunch series of workshops, and they're going to have it in the back underneath the pergola that they've built out there, and there's some picnic tables, so people need to bring their chairs. But they're this month, I guess in April it's going to start, and it's going to be the first Tuesday of every month through October, and this one is going to be Introduction to an Herb Garden. So they can contact our office again at 417-546-4431 to register for that class, and then again every month we'll be having a class. I think that'll be a great way to try to get people involved. People are really interested in that type of information and education, and you know, it's a great place to have it as well, so that they can see what the Master Gardeners have done at our facility, because it's really improved it greatly. I'm really excited. That program is really growing, and we have a great support for them here in the county as well. So that's coming up. And then Nellie, who's in our office, has a planning your family spending at the Boys and Girls Club on April 12th. So that should be a really great program that helps a lot of people in the area as well. Any other questions?
Thank you so much for your hard work and the way the program's working out and as many activities you have.
Thank you. And hopefully with an additional one specialist for now and an additional one this coming year, we'll be able to do a lot more programming as well. So
we appreciate your update, and I know that the citizens that utilize the different programs you have are very appreciative of what you do. So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Monthly budget report. Mr. Finley, good morning again.
Stepped out of all going. I got caught in the hallway. Sorry. Apologize for that. The budget report, I just want to tell you, most of our funds, our different funds, are up for the year. General County revenue actually spent more this past period than what we took in, but we're still up for the year there. Looking real good. I don't see anything that was really a concern to me. So do you guys have any questions, I guess?
Questions?
If when I send these, you ever do have questions, let me know. We go through this so that we'll go into the matter of putting it into the record here. But
speaking of budget matters, so I can work this in.
Okay.
The parking garage, which we budgeted for, mm-hmm. Is that just started or is that starting?
No, it start. It's they're working actually on it, have. Road and Bridge doing the preliminary work right now. They started last week.
I should have stated this under commission remarks this morning, but that parking garage is going to be closed for a couple weeks?
I got an email, but I didn't know. I think it was 2 weeks or something like that. And I'm sure that that's approximation because it'll have to be closed until they get work.
That's under Randy's supervision, so I just contact him and find out if he has the scheduling and everything set up. So.
I don't see that we have any questions regarding the budget at this time. But thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks for your report.
Thank you.
We have a bid recommendation for Dodge Charger police vehicles, and we will hold till either the purchasing director or sheriff arrives. Lone Star Cemetery discussion. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning. I'm Leon Hammond, and this is Glenn Kenyon.
Who's that? Hello, Glenn.
How are you?
Mr. Hammond, I apologize for not calling you directly. I thought it would be expedient if we scheduled you on the county commission so that you could discuss this with the commission. Okay. Because had it just been you and I having a conversation, then I would have had to come to them, gone through the agenda scheduling process. This way we'd get you here quicker and hear what you have to say. So thank you for appearing this morning.
Glenn is our president of the Lone Star Church and Cemetery Association, which was incorporated. I think you have a copy of that, of our incorporation papers in 1988. And we were organized to maintain and take care of the Lone Star Church of God and the Lone Star Cemetery. And in 1979, Clell Smithson and his wife, Wilma Dean Smithson, donated a tract of land to be used for an extension to the cemetery. However, we have discovered, looking through the documents that we were able to get, that property was deeded to the county for the express purpose of a burial ground for the Lone Star Cemetery. And I guess we're confused of why it was deeded to the county.
Now, I'm only guessing, but my guess is that's the way that Mr. Smithson saw to do that.
Yeah. He's now deceased.
I understand.
And his wife, Wilma Dean, is in nursing home with Alzheimer's and would not be able to. We can't communicate with her either.
This lies adjacent to the Lone Star Church and the cemetery.
Yes, it does.
And I full well personally believe that obviously that was his intent, was that that's what this be utilized for. We have the paperwork here that I've handed down to Brandon, and I see that he's already got it up on the computer. My suggestion, and we will have a conversation, and all of us are going to join in with you, but that legally we chat with, we'll be with our counsel, I think, this Thursday? This Thursday they're coming here for part of a meeting to go over legal issues that we have, is for us to meet with them about the process, let them look through the legal documents that were taken care of back then and were provided by Mr. Smithson, and then to move forward the discussion with you all. And you serve as the president?
Yeah.
Danny, questions, comments?
The extension of a cemetery, I know that since I've been here, there's been two or three cemeteries that have came forward that needed the approval through Missouri statute of the county commission. But for an extension of the cemetery, I think that probably this, now I don't know that we have anything to do after we have the approval of the cemetery. We'll have to just go through the legal basis to find that out.
How is the cemetery itself deeded?
That's another question in my mind. It looks like in the things that we have here, that it's part of the Lone Star Church of God. But, you know, they show on the aerial photo map that we were able to get, it shows it being all one track there, irregular shape. But and it looks like that they're showing it being a total of 2.5 acres. Now, in the actual deed that was done in 1951, where George G. Berger and Nancy Berger donated the property that the Lone Star Church was built on. It was built in 1901.
Was that Louise's dad?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. And they evidently owned the property at that time, that the church was built there, and they just said, you know, you can build the church here. And but there never was a deed made until 1951, and it was completed in 1954, according to the deed that I have a copy of. And before that, we didn't even know if we had a deed, because over the years that the church was closed for a period of years after 1951, there was a lot of the records and things evidently got misplaced, didn't get passed on to anyone that was taken. Alton Gimlin was the one who more or less got Louise Hayworth and Mildred Wilson and Glenn together, they decided to incorporate the cemetery and the church for perpetual care of it. And so I don't see anything wrong with this deed, except it does say all 1 acre in the southwest corner of the east half of lot 6 of the northwest quarter of section 3, township 24, range 20. The Lone Star Church being situated on described acre land. And that's pretty brief. It doesn't say anything about the cemetery in that description there. However, the church has always taken care of the cemetery, and our organization of the Lone Star Church and Cemetery Association has taken responsibility for the cemetery and the church for quite a few years. And I've only been on this board since 2001. I came on, but Lynn was here on it all this time.
I've been there ever since we remodeled it back in 74, I think it was.
Is that when the planks went in the ceiling? Or was that already there?
It was already there.
Those were there prior to that, yeah. Is that right?
Yeah. It was all put together in 1901.
Is that cedar or pine?
Pine, I think. Pine.
It's beautiful. Pine, I mean, it's just beautiful.
There's a big pole in the center that also, I think, is a pine pole that supports the chimney. I have a picture of the inside of the church. This was one of the homecomings that we had.
There's Louis.
Yeah.
This one there, right there.
Yeah.
This wood runs on the ceiling going lengthwise. This is beautiful.
Yeah.
You still have the two small stoves on either side?
Yeah.
The old ones rusted out, and we had a guy. He built new ones and used parts off of the old stove to make them look like the original.
Just like the old one,
yeah.
Only it's new. But we've tried to keep it, just like it was built. And
we haven't painted the inside or anything.
We want to keep the cemetery like it was originally done too, except that we'd like to include the other parts since Clell and Dean.
Yeah.
The acre you're talking about is right here.
Yes.
Right, yeah.
That's in the county's name.
Yeah. I think Clell presumed the county owned the cemetery when he done that.
I'm betting you're right.
I can't really say what person had in mind, but I do know that he did want it to be used for a cemetery.
Yeah. There's several statutes that pertain to cemeteries, and I think we'll have to go through legal counsel on Thursday to review those and see what their recommendation is. Certainly, if you all have been taking care of it, we want to do whatever the statute says as far as ownership or someone that oversees. I forget how all the language is because we have, established, like I said, three cemeteries since I've been here. There is something in there about taking care of the cemeteries and things like that. Has this picture been to the Historical Society yet, or is it?
Don't think so.
They need to scan that so it's permanent, so it's never lost. I have had several pictures like this that ended up getting water stains and stuff on them. So I would, if you drop that down by Leslie, she can just scan that picture and have it as permanent record. I sang in a gospel singing quartet in that church back in 69 or 70. We went up to a revival there and sang in a gospel singing quartet there at that church.
There's been a number of people held revivals and special meetings there in that church through the years. And the Blue family have come and done some recordings there, musical recordings.
Right.
And Hosey Blue, Hosey Blue Sr. used to come and preach there some evenings.
If you don't care to drop that down by Leslie.
I bet he never came without Thelma.
No, he didn't.
Is there any graves in the 1 acre? Or they're
No.
They're all just to the north of?
Yeah.
Just sell the property to them. Looks like we paid $10 for it. Is that right, Ron? Would we pay $10 for the property?
Well, normally we do a contract that says for such and such valuable consideration.
I'm just teasing.
I don't know.
Is it, what do we pay for it, though? Is that what it says there, $10?
I don't know.
I think so.
But I think that was just to cover the cost of the fee. Was it $10 fee?
David Kenning's holding services there now, and he's having 80 and 90 people every Sunday.
Wow. Yeah.
Church is full.
On Easter Sunday, we had 111 people. Some of them were on the outside looking
in. Looking in. We all know that those old facilities like that do not stand unless there's an interested group that takes part and in the communities and keep the upkeep on them, because a vacant building is the quickest to dilapidate that there is.
It was about to fall down when some of those got together and started fixing it up.
That's the first time he ever done anything like that, though. Glenn helps out tremendously in all the community efforts.
Yeah, he's been in Taneyville and all around here, really.
Yeah. Well, let us check on that Thursday and see what steps we need to take.
Do any of us need to be here for that?
You won't need to be. We'll contact you on that, but you can if you wish, but we'll contact you on what the law says we can do.
Okay. Yeah. We'll give it to council to
review it.
Get into it, and then they'll give us an opinion.
All right. We can get some kind of written confirmation of all this when you get the decision made. Right?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
We'll contact you. We'll have you come back, and then we'll make a formal decision. I can't imagine that the county would have any use for that other than what the intent was for Mr. Smithson.
Like I said, I'm pretty sure he thought the county owned the cemetery.
Yeah.
And on that, on the deed for the Lone Star Church of God, really should be redone to incorporate the larger amount of acreage than the 1 acre that it says on that deed. I don't know if you can do that or not.
We'll just have to see what our legal options are, because we can't make a decision without those.
I guess I'm bringing that up, hoping you
do it all at one time.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I just would like for us to be on the same page with the county and what we're supposed to be taking care of there. And with David Kenning's group, and they call themselves the Lone Star Church, with them meeting there, they have come in need of more space to carry on their ministry. And so we as a board have allowed them. We didn't want to add anything on or take anything away from the original church building. So we've allowed them to build a Sunday school room building up on the north fence, along the north fence. And they're getting ready to get a permit to build another one like it for the children that they have Sunday school. The adults meet in the main church building, but then they can have their children having that. And also they're building a new fit toilet that'll be a lot nicer than just the one we have, a men's and a women's separate. Right now, we're going to build one together, and it'll be, and that's being coordinated also through the building and zoning people. They say that for that purpose, they're not going to require a permit, but they would like to be apprised of what we're building, so we're working with them on that. So, you know, we don't want to be building too much and then have the county say, that's not your property to be building on.
They're not building on that property now, are they?
No.
No.
No, it's
It's within the,
Yeah.
Well, we'll bring this up with council on Thursday, and then we'll move forward and we'll contact you.
No, we're not building anything on the 1 acre that's needed for the county.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you, Glenn.
Thank you for your time and consideration.
Yes, sir. Mr. Erickson, could you join us? We had scheduled a bid recommendation for Dodge Charger police vehicles.
No, we don't have it.
9 o'clock.
Are you saying that on
9 o'clock? Okay, good. That's what's on the schedule. Good morning, gentlemen. This is in reference to RFB number 20-1303-213, request for bids for patrol vehicles. This bid was opened on Thursday last with the sheriff and I reviewing all of the responses. We received three responses, and I thought the sheriff would be here this morning. He must have had an emergency, but we went through each one of these responses in great detail. Landmark Dodge out of Independence, Missouri, submitted an amount of $23,516 for each vehicle. Tri-Lakes Motors in Branson, Missouri, submitted a bid for $23,765 for each vehicle. Earl's Dodge in West Plains, Missouri, submitted a response of $23,879 for each vehicle. The sheriff would like to recommend award to Tri-Lakes Motors, even though they're a little bit more than, here he is, $250 higher. It just makes sense to have a closer proximity per the bidding law. Of course, you all know it's lowest and best, and in this case, we consider it to be the best. Good morning, Sheriff.
Morning. It's going to be cheaper to get them maintained if it's closer. We don't have to drive back and forth to Kansas, so I understand your...
Exactly. They was also within $370 of the state bid also. So
your recommendation is, and how many vehicles was it? One, three, two. Two vehicles. And it's Tri-Lakes Motors?
Yes.
And that was at $23,765 each?
Yes.
Motion for approval.
For?
You may go through the thing you just read?
For Tri-Lakes Motors.
For Tri-Lakes Motors.
As per recommendation.
For recommendation. You're going to read it again, so.
I will in just a second.
I think I'm seconding that one.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the recommendation of the sheriff and the purchasing director to award the bid to Tri-Lake Motors at an amount of $23,765 each for two vehicles. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I'll make sure that a copy of the bid tab goes to for the record as well.
I said just the cost I'm going to get them would be.
Court orders. Good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
You're waiting for me to reach for what I'm supposed to have here, right?
Yes. There it is.
walk us through what you have in front of us, please?
Sure. This first paper, which is the letter size.
Yes.
This was a parcel occupancy.
Would you explain what that means?
It was destroyed in a tornado, and so the assessor submitted a court order under the partial occupancy ordinance that we have to reduce their assessment partially for the year. So we have already processed this in the tax book.
Gentlemen, could we list this as Exhibit A?
Do you want a motion for approval?
Yes, sir.
Motion for approval of Exhibit A presented.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve Exhibit A as presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed say nay. Motion carries. Next.
The next one is titled Personal Abatement Reconciliation. This is your personal property where we're removing old bills that have some kind of problem with them, like they were duplicate assessment on most of them, or they were split due to divorce. We've already processed these in the tax book.
So what we're doing is cleaning up
the old bills. New bills
the old
have
bills,
been
new
created,
bills have already been issued. Okay.
And sent to the collector's office.
Exhibit B.
This would be Exhibit B.
Motion for approval of Exhibit B as presented.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded for the approval of Exhibit B, known as Personal Abatement Reconciliation, as presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
The next group are personal property refunds. They have not been done in the tax book.
Say that again.
Personal property refunds.
Actually, Commissioner, you're voting it on exhibit. I didn't think you guys wanted us to put them in the minutes by exhibit. So how do you want us to list that?
That we approved Exhibit A and Exhibit B, and then you have a copy of this.
Okay, so.
Not a problem. For me, if it is, let us know.
Well, I would prefer that we list the abatement numbers if we're going to do it.
You mean within the minutes themselves?
Within the minutes.
I have no problem with you putting those in the minutes and us incorporating that. That's all right with you guys. Certainly.
That'll make it easier for us to track later.
Whatever you want.
Thank you. Right.
You bet.
Okay,
now we're looking at
personal property refunds.
Personal property refunds. Could you explain these to us?
Sure. Some of these are double assessments. People have paid two different bills, and so we're going to refund one of them. A couple of them, one, they had the wrong tax code, so we're going to move them from one to their correct one, and that changes their levy values, obviously, so it'll change their amount paid. One of them, they listed the wrong vehicle, or they listed an extra vehicle. They didn't get it marked off the form, and then they paid the bill, and now they've discovered the mistake, and they want the erroneous amount refunded.
So obviously these are all individuals that have paid their taxes, and we're now refunding
a portion of that.
A portion of that.
I've got one question on that. Ron.
Yes, sir.
When, and I don't know how to really say this without it sounding off base, but how do you, whenever you have three abatements or refunds by the same individual, did they just fill out their tax form totally wrong, or did they miss a line, or what is that?
It'll be three different years.
Just three different years then on it, okay.
Yep.
Okay, I have no problem with it. I just wondered if it was something. I know you probably run into that before. If they,
let's label this Exhibit C.
Motion for approval of Exhibit C as presented.
Second.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve personal property refunds listed as Exhibit C as presented. Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed?
Aye, sorry.
Motion carries. Was that an aye for the opposed?
That was an aye for the I was already reading the next one.
Okay, finally is real estate. There are two of them. These have not been done in the tax book, and they're billboards that are now gone.
No longer in existence.
Correct. They're no longer on that parcel.
Exhibit D.
Motion for approval of Exhibit D as presented.
Second.
Motion has been made and seconded to approve real estate abatements listed as Exhibit D as presented. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed nay. Motion carries.
That's all. Thank you, gentlemen.
Would you like these? Gentlemen, we had notified council for the next group that we would, in fact, take this up formally at 10 o'clock, so let's stand in recess until 10, at which time we'll come back. Thank you.